Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
You wanting to really increase your self-love, maybe it's not where you want it to be. Maybe you haven't got that relationship you really want with yourself. I've certainly been there, and it's something I can always build on. But today, I wanted to share with you how I've really built self-love with a method called the inner child process. And if you stay until the end, I've got an extra point for you then as well. Now, before we dive in, just to mention that if you want to stay up to date with all the latest episodes, never miss any, and also get a weekly confidence tip, all you got to do is click in the link in the show notes below to sign up free for our weekly newsletter. Okay, so the inner child work. It was a hugely powerful concept I came across in 2020, first of all. This is when I was first introduced to it. I remember I was on a workshop. Actually, just to give a bit of context before I went on the workshop, I was 2020 was actually quite a growth year for me. I know it was a horrendous year for many people. And for me, I had a job. I was very fortunate to still have a job. Yet I found real time to work on my personal growth. And I'd had some real challenges in 2019, both personal and professional, that really impacted my mental health. And that's when I decided to really work on my self-esteem and confidence. And that's where I started sharing this podcast, all my stories and all my guidance that's helped me through things. And it's always something I'm working on. There's like no end point where your self-esteem and confidence is 100 and everything. I think that's impossible for anyone. Yet I do have tools and things that have helped me overcome. And that's why I do this. Now, when I was in 2020, I was exploring many things and I went on a workshop and I found this speaker. His name was Alan. And he was a really good speaker. And I actually discovered him in February 2020, just before the whole lockdown happened. The whole pandemic really kicked off. And I remember seeing him speak at an event. I thought, this guy's awesome. So I followed him on Instagram. And then I saw, whilst we're in the lockdown, he had an event on. And it was around June or July, I seem to remember. And he introduced me. He was doing a big workshop. He was a great guy. He is a Tony Robbins trainer, and he has a lot of great stories. He's a fantastic speaker. And he introduced us to a tool called the inner child process. Now, he's not the one who invented it. There's many, many people talk about it. I discovered after then. And I found it fundamental to the work I've been doing in the last 6 months. Absolutely key. And that's why I wanted to really share how it's helped me in my self-love. And there are days when admittedly, I don't feel like my self-love is where I want it to be. And that's okay, as long as I'm in a process and I can acknowledge and have the right intention to give myself the self-love. I think that's important. I don't want to sit on this podcast and tell you I'm in love with myself. I've got hugely high self-esteem all the time, because that's just not true. Right? I want to be real, right? So this has been fundamental. Now, I am the majority of the time a lot more confident and loving of myself than I used to be a few years ago, 100%. And that's where I share my journey. Yet, this tool was the inner child process. And it's a real great way to connect with yourself. And like I say, it's something that I discovered in 2020 and I didn't use for a while. And I've really utilized it recently. And what it is, it's really about imagining there's a 3, 4, 5-year-old within you. Now, I've touched on this the odd tip sometimes in other podcast episodes, but I wanted to do a full one today. Imagine you're talking the 3-year-old, but let's say it's the 3-year-old version of you. And you talk to them the way perhaps you talk to yourself now. Now, I know from speaking to many people, it's not an ideal way of speaking to ourselves. I know from my own experience as well. Sometimes we say, what an idiot like I am, or what a muppet, or how could I be so stupid? I'm a loser, whatever. I've heard all those kind of things people describe themselves as, and I've described myself. And one thing I've learned from one of my coaches that I'm working very closely with in somatic and purpose work is to be very intentional with your language. That's really key. So imagine you talking to the 3-year-old version of you. Would you say those things to that 3-year-old? No. Probably not, if you had any respect for an innocent, sweet little child, you when you're 3 years old. Maybe you've got children. I don't have any children, but if you don't, you can relate to the three-year-old version of you. Would you really say these nasty things and treat yourself in a nasty way like you would for a three-year-old, right? We neglect, and it's not just calling ourselves names. I discovered that I neglect how I'm feeling an awful lot. I was neglecting this a lot, right? And that's abandoning your inner child. So imagine if you just, you had a child and they were upset, they were really anxious, something had upset them, and you just went, man, we'll just get on with it. Well, that's what we do, and it looks like a common adult activity, but actually what you're doing is abandoning your inner child, and that's damaging your relationship with you. And when I discovered this, I burst into such emotion, tears. I would never treat the three-year-old me the way I was treating myself if I was aware of this. So this is something I really wanted to talk about that's been super effective. And when you're perhaps put in some really challenging circumstances like breakups and or like losing a job, and I went through those things in the last couple of years, or other like professional personal challenges that I also went through, right? It's really important to connect with the inner child. So I want to ask you this. How does it help you how do you feel when you neglect yourself, when you criticize yourself? Now think about saying that to the three-year-old version of you. How do you feel? Now, you might be getting a little bit upset, but we need to create some kind of emotion to realize what we're doing, to create a more intentional, feel-good emotion that we want to have. We want to create a better connection with our inner child and therefore a better connection with ourselves. So I'm going to go through a process now of how you can do this work, because I'm a big fan of the step-by-steps. And I know when people feed back to me, they say, I like your guidance, your tips, rather than just talking about stuff or theories or ideas, right? I want to give you some practical steps. So here we go. This is how you can go through an inner child process. And again, if you're like, hear me, and because I've worked in project management, I've worked in sales, and I've worked as a coach, right? I know there's a lot of people, and myself included, who will hear things and go, oh, that's really inspirational. That's great. They don't apply any of it and their life doesn't change. So if you're not going to apply things, your life won't change. Don't just listen to things. You've got to apply it. So I'm giving you the steps here if you really want to create a connection with your inner child and therefore increase your self-love. So the first thing, create a profile for your inner child. Just write something down. It doesn't have to be an essay. It could even be like a few sentences. And draw a picture. I've got many talents in this life, but I'm okay with the things I don't have talents in because I can't be good at everything. One of my talents is not drawing. However, I will draw a stick as sort of stick man, like, or stick child as my inner child, right? And maybe I'll print out, and I've also printed out a photo of me with my amazing grandma. Which is quite emotional because unfortunately she died when I was 7. So it's quite an emotional driven picture. So really I connect to like the three-year-old version of me. So then you've got a profile. You're like, you've got someone to connect to rather than just like thin air, right? The second thing, when you've got that picture, you've drawn a picture, you've printed out a picture, find a quiet space. Find somewhere away from devices, definitely away from devices, if you can, ideally. If not, like you really only got one room, et cetera, just turn them off or unplug them or whatever. Turn and find a quiet space where you can be with you, because you're finding time, good quality time, to connect with that inner child. The third thing, find some emotional music where you feel like it's going to be a really good, because maybe you can relate. There's some music that makes you feel really good. There's some music that makes you feel sad. I tend to listen to like quite emotional music when I connect with my inner child. A real good song is, I can never say the word, Hopono. And it's the I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you, thank you. There's also In Dreams is a great song by forgotten the surname. Anyway, In Dreams is a good song, but just find some YouTube music online where it creates, I like binaural beats or just gentle piano music or something like that, where you can really feel like you're creating a scene, a movie with your inner child, right? And then the fourth step, ask them what they need. Ask them what they need. What do you need right now? Say, I'm here for you. I'm listening. I'm with you. What do you need? I'm sorry I haven't visited you for a long time, but I'm really here for you. What do you need? And I would suggest doing this very regularly. Like when I say regularly, like every single day, I make sure I give myself 5 minutes. I'm in the process of 5 minutes a day of connecting with my inner child. So you can really connect with yourself on a deeper level. Ask them what they need. And then write down any insights you get and do something. Like if they're like, I really want to go out and have fun. Go out and maybe you got something straight after, but schedule some time for fun. Maybe say, okay, like you're a parent. Okay, look, I've got to go to work. I've got to do this. Yeah, we will find some time today to have fun together. We'll go for a walk. It sounds a bit crazy, but just try it for yourself. Okay, because this is going to build a level of self-love because you're listening to your needs. And when was the last time you did that? Okay. And I want to go on to my final point as well. But just before I get onto that, I just want to mention that if you want to have more tips like this, more podcast episodes, all you got to do is subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. And you can do that by clicking in the show notes below. There's a link for you there. Okay. My bonus point that I really want to say to you, or the key thing really, is give yourself a lot of love in this process. Give yourself a hug, as crazy as it sounds. It may be difficult at first, but it comes with practice. Give yourself a hug and say, I love you. Say, I love you. And give yourself that hug. Give yourself that deep hug that you need. That attention, that love. And then when you've done all this, pat yourself on the back and praise yourself. Because as always, that's going to encourage you to do more of it. So that's what I've got for you today. I really wanted to talk about the inner child because a lot of us lose touch of our childhood likes, our enjoyments, who we were as a child before these challenges came into our life. And it's really made a difference for me. So that's what I wanted to share with you today to really boost your self-love. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.